Audio 1. Origins of the Settlement. Welcome. I'm glad you want to know more about me. You may wonder why I brought you here, and you know, if it's to talk about my history, it's better to start at the beginning. First of all, look at the valley. I want to introduce you to the territory of this privileged and iconic place for the people who have lived here for centuries and centuries. My people, who proudly call themselves Ordoneses. Do you know how long it has been like this? The first documentary references of my existence as a population were made by Alfonso III back in the 8th century. He told us of when his predecessor, the Asturian Alfonso I, came to see if there was a Muslim presence. When he arrived here, he mentioned me, telling us that there was no such presence, and on the contrary, these territories had always been in the hands of their own inhabitants. But do you know how I was mentioned? Erdunya. U-R-D-U-N-N-I-A. Because, you know, at that time, the N was not yet articulated as such. That presence in records of the initial U and its persistence in the spoken Basque language means that my official name today is Erdunya in Basque and Orduña in Spanish. Imagine what those people were like. Simple people with beliefs and activities related to the earth, as they had been since time immemorial. I've seen people come and go in these lands since the Neolithic Bronze Age, when I saw them striving to build the dolmen that's not far away from where you are. They communicated in the language of their ancestors, Basque, but they also knew Romance. They were farmers, gatherers, shepherds who took their flocks to graze in the mountains. Yes, to Sierra Salvada, which is what it is called. The truth is that, to speak of me and my people, it's inevitable to consider this natural more than 25-kilometer rocky wall that serves as a boundary between the plateau in the upper part and these valleys located right on the Cantabrian slope. And as you will see throughout this tour, my territory is located in this strategic location that has always served as a natural access between these two realities, the plateau and the Bay of Biscay, as different as they are complementary, which have enriched each other both culturally and economically. And now, with the presentations done, I'll tell you what you have right here, around you, situated in front of the sanctuary.